Protesters seeking to oust Thailand's Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra surrounded Thai government headquarters on Monday in response to police efforts to clear them from the streets as farmers besieged her temporary office to demand payment for rice. Thailand has been in crisis since November, when Bangkok's middle class and the royalist establishment started a protest aimed at ending the influence of Yingluck's brother Thaksin, a populist former premier ousted by the army in 2006, who is seen as the power behind her government. Dr. Virachai Tejavijit, chairman of the Catholic Business Executives Group in Thailand, spoke to us about the current situation in Thailand.
The pressure for the government to resign, in my opinion, was never heavier. Although you probably have seen large number of people involved on the street, which was never seen before anywhere in the world, you know, the millions, 4 million, 5 million, 6 million. But that alone, the protest alone on the street, will never succeed in removing this government for a well-known reason, which I don't want to get into the details. In other words, it's basically right on the back of the tiger. So for them to step down, I think they have to be extremely cautious. So they prefer to stay on. But now, with hundreds of thousands of farmers, it used to be the current government strong grassroots, also on the streets. And as recent as this morning, demanding for meeting with the Prime Minister because of the rice subsidy scheme is the one that actually is supposed to be getting all the votes from these farmers around in the north, northeast, and throughout the country. But this particular subsidized scheme, the rice subsidized scheme, ran into trouble because after the parliament is dissolved, the government cannot borrow money which will be binding the next government. So therefore, they ran short of cash. And they couldn't really meet their, fulfill their promise to pay the farmers. And some of the farmers, I mean, the number is millions, family. And some of the farmers have not yet been paid for over 6-7 months. Okay, so this is going to make the pressure a little bit more serious. However, I personally think the real pressure is not really those millions of protesters and now another millions of farmers on top of that. But I think the real pressure should come from only one main source, and that is the upcoming verdicts from the Constitution, from the Constitutional Court, and also various or several judgments from the Anti-Corruption Committee, which will quickly result in the Supreme Court decision to find the Prime Minister herself and the entire cabinet guilty in numerous charges, including the rice subsidy itself, the rice subsidy scheme. And of course, and the members of the entire parliament could also face the expulsion from politics for a number of years because they together passed the resolution to amend the Constitution, section, I think 68 and 190, these are the two main sections, and which basically have been interpreted by the Constitution Court as unconstitutional. So this will carry heavy penalty, including some jail sentences. So this basically under real pressure. If they know that they're just about to finish, not only finish and can walk freely on the street, but probably have to go to jail, then I think they would probably just basically run away. So you know, all the people that have been on the street for 3 months, I think they start to see a very bright light at the end of the tunnel. So this is basically what I could see. And since there's no violence, there's nothing really that could justify the declaration of the emergency decree, which was invoked on 21st of January. And this particular one also, I think it happened to be tomorrow, I think Constitution Court will also decide on whether that emergency decree was justifiably invoked. If not, I think they will have to revoke it. And that would create a lot of bigger trouble for the current government, and the political party may be dissolved as a result of that, and so on, because it was during the time of the election campaign, if you remember. So all these are now, I think, pretty much come to a real end of this dilemma. And as a technocrat, as the people like myself, I think we are watching it carefully, and you're trying to be impartial. But I could tell you that the end of this current government is really come very, very near, including the whole parliament.